People have been tremendously patient with the Rouhani government, going out and re-electing him, despite the fact that he hadn't really produced much economic benefits for them. But now those expectations and that patience is running out, and the root causes of this is because investments have not come in, because there's uncertainty as to whether this nuclear deal will survive or not.
I think the root cause of this, Stephanie, is that the Iranian people don't have freedom, and they would like freedom. I mean, you can get upset about the very minimal sanctions President Trump put on the IRGC. His policies have not fundamentally affected anything. And if companies don't want to help the IRGC, the ruling regime in Iran, that's fine with me. Let's be more respectful of the Iranian people's desire for freedom.
Well, with all due respect, Bill, you've been arguing to bomb Iran for so long, so I don't know if you're really respecting the Iranian people. You've been advocating killing Iranians, so I don't think you or the Trump administration have the credibility to now say that you care for the Iranian people.
Hold on. It's not about me.
It's about the Iranian people. Do you stand with the Iranian people? Do you stand with the Iranian people against the regime?
Of course I do. That's exactly why
We're in agreement. We're in a more democratic situation
without killing them.
Trita,
I couldn't agree
more. Crystal is not advocating to kill anyone. Let's make that very clear.
No, on the contrary, there's been all of this argument for taking military action against Iran. So instead of actually having this nuclear deal that has been working.